Blog Talk Radio.
Commanding. I guess you're preacher today.
I guess I'm preacher today. I'm preacher.
All right. Don't say Manning. Welcome, welcome. We're glad to have you all here on today. I hope all is well and good in your neighborhood. Today we're talking about left telling. What's the topic today? Very interesting.
Every goodbye ain't gone.
My God. Every goodbye ain't gone. Can you imagine saying goodbye to something and it shows back up like hello?
It's right back.
All right, today's show, we're going to be talking about every goodbye ain't gone, and we're definitely going to keep it real. That's the only way we can help you to help you. Amen. So this show will focus on things and people that we have said goodbye to, but yet they still return. We will also deal with the unwanted goodbyes and the necessary goodbyes. We will uncover the wounds created by the return of the goodbyes and how to start healing from the goodbye that is gone. We will aim to inspire and uplift with this show topic by giving a biblical perspective in truth with the recorded word of God. Personal experiences with triumph over when every goodbye ain't gone.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. Steph, I'm going to let you start out today. Every goodbye ain't gone. Wow.
That's right. Every goodbye ain't gone. So what I want to really dive into tonight with every goodbye ain't gone is I want to talk about these things that continue to show up in your life, these things that show up that you just knew that you were done. I was done with these things. I was done with that. I had already said goodbye and put that away. Mm-hmm. Here it just comes back. Here it comes back. So
again.
I have a question here.
Okay,
I have a question here. And I might end up answering this question myself, but preacher.
Yes, sir.
Has there ever been a time to where you said I was done with, you know, I'm done with that. That's all over and done with. Goodbye to it. And you can shut the door, you can close the window, you can lock the door, and it's over with. And maybe it was gone for a couple of days, two or three days, a week or so, and hear that goodbye, come back knocking at the door. Just knocking at the door. What did you do?
Of course, I've had been a time that I've been here on earth. I've had situations, and I know a lot of people, they relate this to relationships. So let's just take it on there. Let's just hit this thing head on, and maybe I can help somebody by helping myself. I've said goodbye to relationships and said goodbye, closed it. I dust my feet off. I buried it, what I thought was buried. I washed my hands with it. I said goodbye, and I was serious. I said, this is it. Goodbye means goodbye. Ain't no coming back. Ain't no see you later. Ain't no working out. Goodbye. Carry on with your life. And that same goodbye came knocking back at my door a year later. Saying
a year later,
I've changed.
So you said goodbye.
A year later.
You're talking about relationship.
I'm talking about a relationship.
Yes.
I said goodbye.
You said goodbye, and here a year later. So what? It had to be something. That goodbye, I know it was gone, but obviously that goodbye didn't want to be gone. You said a year later, here it comes knocking back.
A year later, it comes knocking back on my door. I changed my phone number. I even moved, and I don't even know how this goodbye, so long, never see you again. I buried the situation. Don't want it no more. Washed my hands with it. Took myself every situation I could possibly run into this goodbye in away. And then this goodbye comes walking up again, knocking on the door and saying hello. First, I was shocked. Because I'm thinking, goodbye is gone. It's been a whole year. Why are you back? What do you have to say to me after a whole year? What has changed about you that made you think that you could come back and be like, hello, like things never happened before? I was in a long relationship with someone, and I was done. I was tired of dealing with what I was dealing with. I knew that person was not for me, that was blocking what God had for me, and I decided, you know what, this is it. It was so much going on in that relationship, and it was times where I said goodbye and I allowed it to come back, but then I had my final goodbye where I'm like, this is it. This goodbye is a goodbye, and I finally realized what the good meant in goodbye, and I was able to receive my peace before this thing to show up again. I look at it like this. It was nothing but the enemy trying to get me to be distracted because I had moved on with my life. I was doing good. I was in a good place mentally. I was in a good place financially. I was doing good. But here is goodbye coming back saying hello. And I wasn't having it.
And see, you just hit on some good points here. You hit on some good points. You said you had to move on and you had to say goodbye and here it come back, and you said the enemy. It was the enemy. Now this relationship here, this relationship coming back, and you can rid yourself of this relationship, and this relationship want to pop back up in your presence, and it want to get back in, because obviously the assignment that this relationship or this person, this relationship, he just didn't do it. It didn't get the job done. You realize that I tried to destroy you. I tried to bury you, but that grave that I put you in, it was shallow. You got up out of that grave, and here you want to come back. And that's what Satan does. Satan tried to tempt you with those things that worked before. See, Satan ain't going to tempt you with something that you're strong at. Satan's going to tempt you with something that that you're weak with.
That's true.
It worked last time. Well, I'm going to try it again. I'm going to see if you still trust and believe in God, or will you let me on back in?
Yes,
amen.
Yes. Amen. Every goodbye ain't gone. If you're just here tuning in, we're talking about today, our hot topic is every goodbye ain't gone. When have you been in a situation where the situation you said goodbye to it, but it wasn't done with you? It hadn't decided to let you go. That goodbye said, oh, no, I'm going to see you later. I'm not a goodbye. You know, when did you decide? If you're just here tuning in, if you're online and you want to chime into the conversation, please give us a call at 845-277-9213. Again, that number is 845-277-9213. When every goodbye ain't gone. All right, Pastor, let me ask you the question. Have you ever said goodbye and it wasn't gone, or it wouldn't leave, or it was still trying to hold on to you, begging you to keep me, I want to stay, and or it left and you thought it was gone and showed back up another kind of way?
You know, I like to look at things in more than one way. You know, every goodbye ain't gone. You know, some things that we say goodbye to are some things we need to say goodbye to and we just have not said goodbye to. You know, on the other hand, there, I can definitely think about a time where there was a relationship, but it wasn't a relationship that I was in that I wanted to say goodbye. It was a relationship that I had with a family member, an aunt that I love so much, you know, an aunt that I love so much. And I had grown up, you know, when I was younger, and she was very fond of me, and she took real good care of me. And I got a little bit older, and, you know, once you get older, you know, as a man, you move on, you go off to school, you go do all different type of things, and she died. You know, she died. I mean, it was natural. Yeah, she died of natural causes. But when I found out that she had died, you know, that really bothered me because I just wasn't ready to let her go. You know, this is someone that I love so much. You know, I loved her so much, and I just wasn't ready to let her go. And it just took me a long time to just accept that, you know, she was gone. You know, she was gone. It took me a long time. You know, so, yeah, that's definitely a goodbye. Every goodbye ain't gone. But when I did realize, you know, that, you know, she had lived her life and she lived it all according to how she wanted. She was happy. She was a God-fearing woman. And, you know, I realized that, you know, she ain't going anywhere because I still have her memories and I know where she's at. I know where she's
Amen.
At.
Amen.
So once
Amen.
I realized where she's at,
you
then I was
every
able
goodbye
to
ain't gone.
Let every goodbye ain't gone. Every goodbye ain't gone.
Yes. If you're just now tuning in to the Preaching the Past, we're talking about every goodbye ain't gone. When you try to say goodbye to a thing, that's some things we need to say goodbye to. It's some things that we've been holding on to, and we just saying, see you later. See you later, lie. See you later, dad. See you later. You know, these feelings. See you later. Instead of saying goodbye to depression, goodbye to poverty, goodbye to it, you know, even slavery, goodbye to slavery. We've allowed slavery to come back when it was declared that slavery had ended back in the 1700s, and yet still we're dealing with modern-day slavery today. Why are we saying see you later to these things and then embracing them again when we've already said goodbye to it, when we've buried that thing, but yet and still we want to go back and say hello, welcome those things in our life that we need to say goodbye to. There are certain situations in our life that is necessary. That's a necessary goodbye, and there are situations that is unwanted goodbye. I'm sure you and others that are listening probably been in a situation like you said with your aunt. You was not ready to say goodbye, yet and still you had to say goodbye. How do we handle the goodbyes that we're not ready for? You know, the unwanted goodbyes when we lose a loved one. Like for myself, I lost my grandmother who raised me, that was dear to my heart, and I never thought that I would be able to handle if I ever lost my grandmother. How could I move forward? How can I say goodbye to someone that I always said hello to and never wanted to let go? But when the day come that I had to say goodbye, it wasn't easy the first day, but then I realized that I would see her again. that it wasn't this goodbye wasn't forever. I realized that every goodbye wasn't gone, and I was able to say goodbye, and
amen.
I'll see you again. You know, because when you have Christ in you, when you understand what Christ came to do, then you're able to say goodbye, knowing that this goodbye is not gone. It's a temporary goodbye. I'm saying goodbye now, but I'll see you in the afterlife. And I was able to have peace with myself. You all, if you're just turning in, we're talking about when every goodbye ain't gone. You know, dealing with the unwanted goodbyes and the necessary goodbye. You may have a situation going on right now where you need to say goodbye and mean goodbye and not allow that to come back into your life to operate. If you're tuning in and you'd like to chime in right now, please do so by calling 845-277-9213. Pastor, talk to me. Whenever goodbye ain't gone.
You know, you just, we talk about every goodbye ain't gone. You know, this is a lot of every goodbye and gone in the Word of God. Think of a couple of them. One that's coming to my mind now is in Ezekiel. You know, Ezekiel, the prophet here, Ezekiel 37 here. If you don't mind, I'll go through it a little bit. Ezekiel 37. It says, the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones. Here, Ezekiel was saying that the hand of the Lord was on him, and he took him out in the midst of a valley full of bones here. And it says, and he caused me to pass round about, and behold, there was very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. So you were here in a valley of bones, of dry bones. So that means there was no flesh on the bones. It was people that were laying out here in this valley. You know, they were dead. They were dead and gone. No flesh on their body, no life in their body. I imagine they had been there so long to where the animals or even the fowls of the air had came and just ate all the flesh off of them. No life into them at all. No life into them at all.
Not at all.
According here to Ezekiel 37. And it says, and he said, he is God. And he said unto me, son of man, can these bones live? This is God.
Can these bones live?
Ezekiel, can these bones live? And Ezekiel said, and I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest.
You know. Yes.
Then he said unto me, prophesied unto these bones.
Prophesied
unto
these bones. I'm on now.
Oh, these dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.
Jesus.
And he did. And he did. In Ezekiel, he did that. And
Jesus.
He spoke to those bones, and he told them what the Lord said. Okay?
Man.
So there, what God says, that's what matters. You know, God was telling me, he asked Ezekiel, can these bones live? He want to see if Ezekiel would believe him enough, or would Ezekiel trust him to do what he commanded him to do. He commanded him
speak
to go
to these
prophesy
bones.
To these. Yeah, he said, speak to these, prophesy to these bones. So every good
dry
guy,
bones
ain't gone. And we know how
dry
the story how it go. He prophesied to the bones, and he said how the bones, when he tell him what thus says the Lord, these bones came together bone to bone.
Come on now, give it to us. Give it a scripture. How they began to shake and come
together.
Two dudes came.
Yeah,
come on now, preach that thing.
They came together because what God said, what thus said the Lord, these bones,
they came together. Yes.
They hear God, you know, he spoke to McGee's. Okay, now they didn't came together. See, God wasn't through yet. So,
Jesus.
So now the bones had came together. So now God told Ezekiel to speak to him again, to prophesy to him again to the wind. And he did that.
Uh-huh.
Ezekiel did exactly what God, he spoke to the wind, and he told the wind to bring breath into them. And said they would form flesh first. So he told them they would form flesh over the bones. And then he said, speak to the wind, and he did exactly what God say, and the wind, it brought breath into the bodies,
And he say all these bodies, they got up. He said the whole, they were whole again. Because they got up and said this was the whole house of Israel that got up.
Every goodbye and gone. Looked like a dead situation. It was a goodbye, it was gone, it was dry. Not only was it dead, it was dry, dead and dry. Goodbye, gone, ain't coming back. Don't look like it's coming back. But God said, speak to these bones. And even believe that you speak to the situation it is, when it seemed like it was a goodbye, and God can turn it into a hello and make that situation live again. I've always had the saying, if it's meant for you, if it's meant to be, it'll come back to you. If it's meant for you, you will receive it. Every goodbye ain't gone. Ezekiel spoke to the bones. There was not only just bones, that they were dry. And he spoke to it and said, thus said the Lord, and the bones came together and they lived and they stood up as an army. Now, what the Bible says again, the whole Israel stood up. Is that what it says? Pastor.
Yeah, that's what the Bible says. He said once he spoke to me, he spoke to the winds. He said breath had came to them and they stood up. He said the whole Israel, the house of Israel, stood up. The whole army, they Now there is something that was going on there. See, there was some cooperation that was going on there. See, now we know God Almighty, you know, he's a sovereign God. You know, he have the power and authority to do all without us. But see, God, he uses us who he believes. He, God wants us to cooperate with him. He wants to cooperate with him. You know, we have power and we have authority here on the earth.
Yes,
we have power
and
authority because it is God, you know, that he flows. He needs believers that can be able to flow through. He needs you to believe.
Believe. Yes. My God.
Because he said, son. He said, son. See, he was speaking to Ezekiel. He said, son of man. He said, my son. Can they live? And he said, you know they can live, God. You know they can live. You, God. You know they can live. Well, that's the same thing.
If they
dead
right now,
you
know, Lord,
we
know you can. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah.
Can do it, you can do it.
Hallelujah.
You can do it, but he want to know that with him, you can do it. With God, you can do it.
All things are possible with God. All things. If you're just tuning in to the preaching of the pastor, we're talking about when every goodbye ain't gone. When that situation looked dead and you said goodbye to it. And, you know, as pastor's preaching, talking about the story of Ezekiel, when God told him to talk to the dry bones and he asked Ezekiel, can they live? And he said to God, yeah, you know, Lord. And so a lot of times we've said goodbye to a situation and the doctors has told us that ain't no cure for it. Your family member not going to make it, and I mean, you all can go in and say your last goodbyes right now. I don't know if you ever experienced it before, but the doctor has told the family to call everybody so they can come up and see mama, or come up and see grandmother, or come up and see the child, whoever it is, and to say your last goodbye. But God steps in that situation, because as a believer in the family, to say, oh, God can do it. Can these dry bones live? And she said, yes, Lord, you know, oh God. So we trust in you, Father God. What they said for us to say goodbye, Lord, we trust you to turn a goodbye to a hello. We trust you to turn a goodbye into a miracle today in the name of Jesus.
My Lord.
Like he did for Lazarus. Lazarus was dead and gone. He had been dead for what 4 days. And they had said goodbye to the family and everyone that had buried him. Not only was he dead, but he was buried, dead and buried. And everyone had said their goodbyes. They were in mourning. And then Jesus came and he asked him, do you believe who I am and say I am? That I can speak to this situation and bring life where you said goodbye. I can turn your goodbye into a hello again. I can turn your goodbye into life again. I just need to know that you believe. The Bible declares it right here in John 11:38-44, where he called Lazarus come out, and Lazarus came out, and where they said that there was a goodbye, a miracle was birthed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you're just now tuning in to the preacher in the past, we're talking about every goodbye ain't gone. I know man make it look like,
every
I know man said
gone.
It is like, hallelujah, but when God says it, the goodbye can turn into life again. That goodbye can turn into a hello again. That goodbye can be
what you need as well when it's time to let go and let God. If you're just tuning in, we're here, the preaching, the pastor, and we're talking about every goodbye and gone. We're going to take a little break, and when we come back, we're going to take your questions. We're going to see what you got to say when every goodbye and gone here on the preacher and the pastor. I am Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Dorothy Manning.
Hallelujah. Just a moment. We'll be right back.
We're going to go back and do it one more time. Everybody. God of mercy.
God of mercy.
Yeah, yeah.
God have mercy. Hallelujah. Welcome back to the Preacher and the Pastor. Today's topic we're talking about is every goodbye and gone. This is definitely a topic that needs to be talked about, because a lot of times when we think we've closed it, shut it down, said goodbye to it, and then it shows up again, sometimes it's that necessary goodbye. It seems like you just can't either say goodbye to it, finalize the goodbye. Pastor, have you ever been where you tried to say goodbye to someone in a relationship, and no matter how many times you said goodbye, they wasn't ready to say goodbye, they wasn't ready to accept the goodbye?
Oh, yes, I have been in that situation for that preacher, where I was in a relationship and, you know, it was over. The relationship was over. It just didn't work out, you know, like I intended for it to work out. And
mm-hmm.
the person that I was with, they knew it was over. They knew it was over, too. But it's just sometimes, you know, when you are in a relationship, you know, some people, they just became so accustomed to their behavior and how it's working. You know, you want to be out of that thing. You want that thing to be over with, but they
yes.
just get a joy out of calling misery in your life. I said goodbye to it. You know, it's over with. You know, had closure, and I'm thinking that it's over, and it wasn't long, and here it come right back. Oh, here it is. Person come right back in a relationship that just don't want to let go, and all they beg and plead the case, and oh my goodness.
So let's be real. Did you saw this coming? Because sometimes we'll say goodbye to a situation, and I'm gonna be honest, I've been in the same situation, and we allow that thing. Like I said, I washed my hands with it, dust the dust off my feet. I buried it. I had closure with it. I moved on from it, and it showed back up, and then allowed it to come back in just to say goodbye to it again. So now they're not even believing the goodbye. Like, oh, we keep doing this. This is what we do. You know, it's a roller coaster of goodbyes.
Yeah.
And so nobody don't really know when this goodbye is really a goodbye because this is what we do.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That person or these people, you know, they'll come back. You know, they'll just keep coming back and keep coming back. And they will block you from the person that you need to be with. Will you block you from that place or block you from that situation that God already has for you? And they will stop you every single time that you decide
to
go back. delay. And these delays can be years and years and years of delays before you even wake up from that and like, wait a minute, I done allowed you to block me. I done got rid of you, and then I done let you back. See, that's what we do. A lot of things we do are self-inflicted, and we know we shouldn't have let that person come back.
Mm-mm-mm.
We know it.
Yeah, I'm not.
Because it looks like, you know, the second time now is harder than it was the first time. The first time was harder, now the second time is even harder.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know,
it's
you
harder when you tell it. Yeah, when you tell somebody goodbye and it's over, and then you allow them to come back, and then you do it again. This has come routine for you to say goodbye. It's like people when they drink, they say goodbye to the alcohol, but then they go back and get it again. They say goodbye, and they get to the point where they start not believing that they can really kick this thing, that they can really say goodbye to it, that they can really let go. So that happens in relationships, because if you keep doing the same thing, and you keep saying goodbye, it's over, and then you take it back, and then you say it again, and you take it back. Who believe you? Even people start not to believe you. Yeah, me and so-and-so, we done. I'm done with that. I said goodbye to it, shut the door, locked it, buried it, and then the next week they see you back with it. So then people start not believing, you know.
And you know, sometimes, yeah, preacher, you locking the door just ain't enough. Sometimes you got to take the door knob off and put another door knob on. You know what? Just take the whole door down. Just put a whole different door up.
Sometimes you just got to move. And sometimes moving don't work. You have to decide in yourself, within yourself, in your mind.
You got to do what's necessary. You got to do it. When you mean goodbye, you need to mean goodbye. You need to stand on that goodbye. And if they still decide, you didn't change the doorknob and you didn't change the door, if that don't work, dig a lake around your place. And put some water and put some
dig
and piranhas in there. Yeah, dig a lake around and put some sharks and piranhas in there. and put a fence up. You can only get there by ferry, and then you have to go through the armed National Guard to get there. You got to mean goodbye. You got to mean it.
Let your goodbye be goodbye. Let your no be no and your yes be yes. Can you say goodbye to a situation that you, like, honestly, in your heart of hearts, you trying to say goodbye. This is over with. I'm not going to deal with this anymore. I'm tired of it. It's bringing me down. It's holding me back. I can't progress. It's causing me to be in things I don't want to be in, depression, poverty, struggle, sickness, disease, and I'm still holding on to this goodbye. I've said goodbye, and it just continues to show up because I've allowed this goodbye to just be a see you later, because some things we need to say goodbye to, but they're not really a goodbye to us. They're more like a see you later. I know my mom used to tell me, don't say goodbye, say see you later, because a goodbye is like never again, I won't see you again. And I can take that literally. So when I would talk to people, I would tell them, don't tell me goodbye, tell me see you later, because I'm going to see you again. So sometimes we say goodbye to a situation that we're going to see later, instead of saying goodbye, meaning goodbye, and saying see you later when we need to be saying goodbye. So I'm with you. There are things I put myself in, and I try to say goodbye to it, and I found myself back in it. But one day I decided to hold on to God and God's plan for my life, and I was able to say goodbye to those things that I needed to let go and truly let my goodbye be goodbye, meaning my yes be yes and my no be no.
You know, preacher, you made me think of another time here. You know, every goodbye ain't gone. You made me think of a time here in the Bible. We're talking about Joseph,
yes.
How he was sold into slavery. Now, look here, before
mm-hmm.
I even go into how Joseph was sold into slavery, you know, there are times where you were, let's say you were at a job and you had
I was at a job, a position. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I was an assistant manager. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. See, see, everybody had these times in their life where they were working on a job. And, you know, you just come into work every single day and you're doing your job and you're doing it how you're supposed to do. But somehow word got around that there was a position that was coming available, a higher position. And here it is, you know, people hadn't heard about it and found out that you were being considered for this position. Now, they had some inside information, things you didn't even know about. Now, you don't know that you're up for the position, but the people that that's ready to hire, they have already considered you. So now, this is what happened, you know, when you're at these jobs, all different type of things will happen to you. They will, people will lie on you because they don't want you to have that position. They had already got some inside information that you're going to get it, and they want it, and they will lie on you. They will do all kinds of things to try to get you fired, and they'll pick fights with you, put you, vandalizing your cars, you know, any type of thing to try to get you out of your character, to get the employer to look at you like, no, we were going to hire you, but now we're seeing there's a different behavior. There's something going on with you here. So thinking about Joshua, you know, Joshua was sold into slavery.
Joseph.
Thank you here, preacher. Joseph was sold into slavery by his own brothers.
His own brothers
sold him into slavery. Here it is. They sold him into slavery, and they got his coat and take his coat back home to their father and say, you know, that Joseph having animals or something had attacked him. Help me out with this.
Yeah,
Joseph was killed, and he went back and told
his father that he was killed, and it had blood on his jacket that his father had made for him. So it seemed like that he had died, but they had sold him to slavery.
Sold him into slavery.
Yes.
And see, and they thinking that that he was gone. And here Joseph, years later, here we're gonna tell the whole story, but years later here, Joseph ended up being prime minister. There was a famine in the land. Here his brothers had came to him, not even knowing who he was.
Jesus Christ.
Not even knowing who his own brother was. And Joseph, he knew who they were. They were his brothers that sold him into slavery. So you have to really be mindful of what you do, because sometimes people would do things to you and they thought they didn't got rid of you, and the same person that got rid of you, here years later, they got to come back through you.
Every goodbye ain't gone. What they thought
every
was a goodbye,
showed back up.
Didn't think so. Said goodbye to her. They thought they had, you know, did away with him, had sent him off. Goodbye. He's gone. We don't have to worry about him no more. You dreamer. Yeah, you think you're going to be over us, because he was a dreamer. He told them that he had a dream that he was going to be over his father and over his brothers, and they didn't like him. They disliked him, and they thought he was arrogant. And so they had said goodbye to the brother that they had despised. And so what they thought that they sold out and said goodbye to showed back up again. So every goodbye ain't gone. I've had that happen to me before. I was probably in my 20s, and I was working at a place, and I would call myself helping someone, and they turned on me. And then I was praying to God right before, about a week before this, and I was tired, and I was like, God, I need a break, you know. I just need some time. And I was single, and I was a single mom at the time, and I didn't, you know, I needed money, and I couldn't afford to take off, and I just needed God to show up for me. So guess what? They fired me for 2 weeks. And they had to hire me back and then pay me for the 2 weeks that they fired me. Come on now. They thought they got rid of me. That they was trying to do didn't work. And they said goodbye to me. I mean, if people that worked there, they was all goodbye. I'm sorry to hear that. You know, take care. Baby, I showed back up. They were shocked, in uniform, ready, paid in full. I trust the God.
I can imagine.
When they fired me, I said, okay.
I
had peace. I was just like, okay. They fired me and had to pay me for 2 weeks.
Hallelujah.
Every goodbye ain't gone.
You know,
every goodbye ain't gone.
I'm just trying to imagine someone fired me from a job to have to call me to hire me back, because there is no one that can,
I can't see you.
to feel this position. And you're the only person on that that qualifies to be able to fill this position. Oh, they must really have to tuck their tail.
Look, they didn't fire you, and then the person that they was going to bring in decided they was going to go somewhere else, and then they got to call you back and try to figure out how they can get you back. Like, boy,
you know,
boy,
if that
would have
happened to me, preaching, if that were to happen to me, I'm telling you, they would have to bring me back. They couldn't pay me the same thing when they brought me back.
Oh, no, they don't pay, pay you the same thing. Oh, no,
oh,
you want
no.
to pay me, you want to pay me good.
You might
the
have to double
I was fired from, I'm going
to
need that back. If you're just been tuning me into the show, we're talking about every... I hear you. I know how you are. Mm-mm, it ain't going to be an easy comeback. Every goodbye and go. You speaking with the preacher and the pastor. If anybody that's tuning in right now that likes to chime in on a conversation, but every goodbye ain't gone, when you've dealt with a situation, it was an unwanted goodbye or necessary goodbye, you know, losing a loved one that you had a hard time saying goodbye to, a relationship, you were in love and you wanted this thing and you really wanted to make it work, and you know, but then you realized it was necessary to let it go and say goodbye to it. And if you did, if it was an unwanted goodbye, how did you handle the unwanted goodbye? And how did you handle the necessary goodbye? As we're hearing the Bible talking about the life of Lazarus when he died, and, you know, what was a goodbye to the family? God, Jesus came and brought life back to it. And the same with Joseph, with the brother sold him to slavery, where they thought was gone, and they had said goodbye. And the father had said his goodbye to his son, his beloved son, showed back up. So every goodbye ain't gone. And if you believe and you are Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, you know what? To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So knowing that though we lose people on this earth, there's life after this, the life that we live, the eternal life. So every goodbye ain't gone. If you're tuning in and you want to chime into the conversation, please do so. We'd love to hear from you tonight. But we're going to go ahead this time. We're going to take a little music break, and we'll be right back with time with Nana Ford and her husband, Willie Earl Henderson. They've been married for, what, 62 years? 62 years?
62, I believe. Yeah, I love
that. Oh, yeah, 62 years. Yeah, those two are something else. They'll be talking about the topic whenever goodbye and go. We'll be back in about, give us 1 minute. We'll be right back with Nana Ford and Willie Earl Henderson. All right, God bless. I can't wait. They're so funny. They're so funny.
Breaking news, now let's go to James with the weather.
Today's forecast shows that those thunderstorms are finally moving out, and the rest of the week is going to be beautiful.
Yes, welcome back to the Preaching the Pastor Show. We're talking about every goodbye and go. Seems like we already have a caller that wants to chime into the conversation. Phone number ended in 6881. We'll bring you on. You're on with the Preaching the Pastor. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I just was just listening to the thing. I didn't have anything to say. I was just listening. So.
All right. Sound like Ms. Dillon.
Here's the dealer again.
Is this you, Miss Dillon?
Oh, Miss Dillon. Welcome to the show.
You're welcome.
We're glad you're able to tune in today. We'll get to the segment with Nana Ford and her husband, Willie Earl Henderson. But I saw that you were on. We thank you for tuning in. Continue to listen in. We have about 15 minutes left in the show.
Okay.
All right. God bless you.
God bless you.
I bring this to the time of the show where we speak and talk to, where we have this, the segment of the show where with Nana Ford and her husband, Willie Earl Henderson, have been married for 62 years. 62 years, you can just imagine being married to someone. You've been through everything, know everything about each other. And at that point, you ain't going nowhere and she ain't going nowhere. you can get mad all you want to in that chair, but you ain't going nowhere. All right, Nana and Willie Earl. Somewhere. Come on, get out the car.
I'm trying. Hold on now. Let me put the truck in gear now. Just put it in gear. Hold on now, man. Don't you start now.
It's always something with you. Every day I just can't get you to get right. 62 years and you still the same old nut. Can't get you to act right for nothing. My goodness.
Well,
oh,
I can tell you one
thing.
These 62 years ain't been all good for me either now. I've been thinking about
that
going
you,
on and
that you
telling you goodbye.
Hey, ain't nobody been holding you hostage, Willie Earl. I ain't held you hostage. You ain't got to be here, baby. You ain't got to be here. I didn't get enough for you already. You done took the best of me. You done messed me up and messed me over. Yeah, I've been trying to say goodbye to you. I've been trying. I've done everything to get you out the house. I even let you talk to other people to get you out the house. But you ain't trying to leave. So don't tell me I'm the reason for it. Yeah. You come with something better than that. I tell you that now, Willie Earl.
No. You already was messed up when I got with you. That's the reason why you're still holding on to your last name. You ought to tell that name goodbye.
You
still
you ain't
going to
never let that go. You ain't going to never let it go.
No, I ain't going to let it go. 62 years I've been married to you, and you're still holding on. You need to tell that thing about why you're still holding on to it.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to let it go. It's been 62 years. You're still with me. Things still flowing and going. And, you know, you just need to just this topic today that said every goodbye ain't gone. And I want to vouch for that. I thought Willie Earl was leaving 20 years ago. 20 years ago, he decided he had enough. Was gone from the house for 2 years. 2 years. Now, I think we've been together a whole 62, but no, two out of them 62. Willie Earl had left the house. I didn't know where Willie Earl was at. Where were you, Willie Earl?
You had to drove me crazy. You had to drove me crazy. I had to leave for a little while here just to get my mind right.
Being around you all these years,
I need a little break from you.
Now you gonna tell the truth here on the radio show? Dang, how you gonna do? You know what? That's it, I'm done. I'm out. Bring the music in. Pastor, how you doing over there? We're back here at the show, Preacher and the Pastor. Every goodbye ain't gone. Welcome you back to the show. I hope you all are enjoying the show at this time. Pastor, how you doing over there?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good here. All of that Nana Ford and Willie Earl Henderson, oh, they just
Oh, man, they just makes the show every time that they call in.
Yeah, 62 years.
It don't look like neither one of them going anywhere, though. It don't look like they're going
anywhere.
They
ain't going nowhere. Where they going? To the store and back home, or to the kitchen and back. Oh, we thank you all for tuning into the show. This is the same. To the store and back, like you and I. You owe me a ride to the store, and I want my ride tonight.
The preacher asked.
Said like that. Well, I plan on being with you until it's time for me to go home. How about that? Go home to the Lord.
Right.
That is my plan
right.
and
Amen.
Purpose here. Amen. This is a segment of the show. It's a preacher. preacher. Excuse me. I don't know what came in. Preacher.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
We just want to thank God at this time. I'm going to preach this word. When every goodbye ain't gone. And we can't, how can we not talk about Jesus Christ and the resurrection of Jesus Christ when every goodbye ain't gone? Because he told his disciples that
Amen.
I have to go and prepare a place for you. But where I'm going, you cannot come this time, but I will come back. So though I'm saying good, you know, basically God, Jesus saying, I have to say goodbye now. I have to go, but I ain't gone. I am coming back. Though it look like at this time that I'm leaving and that I may not return, but I'm here to tell you that I'm going, but my Father's going to send a comforter, which is the Holy Spirit. So though Jesus left, he said, I'm going to send one for you that's going to comfort you, which is the Holy Spirit. And we just, I'm just excited. I'm always excited when I talk about the finished work on the cross that Jesus came, the resurrection. Not just what was on the cross, but what he did before when he came into this world on his way to the cross. On his way to the cross, he took our sin on the way to the cross, and he died. He took our sin. Everything that was going on in the world, everything that was operating in the world that could take us out, every sin, he took it to the cross. So what happened is that he took all of this to the cross with him, and when he died on the cross, it died with him. Sin died with him on the cross, and then he rose on the third day. So what they said goodbye to at the time, even though he told his disciples that I must go, but I will rise on the third day, they still had doubt in their mind because they came to the tomb to wrap him, to embalm his body on the third day after he had already told them that. Not even just that, but the soldiers had remembered and told Pilate, if we can go and if they can put soldiers out around the burial site, because he heard the disciples saying, or heard him saying, Jesus saying that in 3 days I'm going to rise up again. So just in case he rises up, I know we're saying that it's dead right now, but we heard. So even those that didn't believe was believing that maybe, and just in case he is, what he said is true, let us surround his burial site just in case he does rise again. So that was a goodbye to was not gone, because though he died, he rose again. Oh, God, we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Oh, yes.
Thank you,
Father.
Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, God. In Matthew, I'm in Matthew right now. Matthew 27, verse 57 says, now, when evening had come, there came a rich man, Joseph, who himself had also become a disciple of Jesus. And so he came to get Jesus' body. And in chapter 28, Jesus rose again. Jesus rose again. The Bible says in verse 5 in chapter 28, but the angel answered and said to the woman, do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen as he said. Come and see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead, and indeed he has gone before you in Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you. So right here where they said goodbye, and every goodbye ain't gone, because the angel said, oh, that Jesus that you're looking for, he has risen again, and as he had told you. So go and you will see him in Galilee for yourself. That you said goodbye to ain't gone. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Father God, we come just giving you all honor, praise, and glory in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Father God, we want to say thank you that we can depend on you, Father God, that even though the situation looked bad, oh God, even though we said goodbye to things because the doctor told us to say goodbye, to give our final goodbyes to our loved ones, the goodbyes to situations that we were trying to hold on to, Father God, we want to say thank you, Lord, that we can call on you, Father God. We know that you're God that can do the impossible, God. Lord, that we lean out to our own understanding in every situation in our life, Lord God, depending on you to guide us and direct us, Father God. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you for divine directions and instructions right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you for the blood that was shedded on Calvary. We thank you for the finished work of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior. And, Father God, we just ask that you would just have your way in us, oh God. Lord, come and change us, oh God, and make us more like you, Father God. Open up our understanding, Father God. Lord, help us to lean not to our own understanding but yours, oh God. Purify and sanctify our mind and thoughts this day, oh God. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you for life, health, and strength, oh God. We thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost and the anointing right now. Thank you for your words on today, oh God.
Yeah.
Lord, we ask that you allow the scriptures to take root and manifest in us right now, mind, body, soul, and spirit, and be engrafted on our hearts and mind, Lord God, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, Lord God, that we may live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for, Lord. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory, and we both say amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the time. We're going to wrap up the show right now. We thank you all for tuning in to the preacher and the pastor. And our topic today was every goodbye ain't gone. All right, Pastor, you can wrap up the show with food for thoughts and your remarks of the show.
Okay, I just want to say thank you here for praying for us all here. I definitely feel blessed, you know, and thank God, you know, for using you here. Now, look, so a little food for thought for today. Look, food for thought. We must come to realize that when we worry, I just want to talk about worry for a second. We must come to realize that when we worry about a thing, now we say that we are in Christ, but when we come to worry about a thing, see, we need to know what we're doing. See, we're operating in pride. We're operating in pride. Because when you begin to worry, what you're doing is you're working to try to figure something out. You're working to try to figure something out. Because, see, but when you are in Christ, you don't have to worry about anything because, see, you need to be resting or you need to be trusting or you need to be believing that it is already done for you, that God has already worked that thing out for you. Because, see, the Bible says that when you don't believe and you're worrying, that you are operating in pride. It's that God despises the proud but blesses the humble. So just remember that not to worry for anything, but to trust and believe God for everything. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for that word. It definitely inspires and uplifts, and that's what we need these days in these trying times. A lot of people are operating in fear, and just understand that if you trust in God and know that God is for you, you can rest and know that all things are working together for the good of your life. And no matter what it looks like, we trust God. If you're just now tuning into the show, we're talking about every goodbye and gone as we wrap up the show. If you're in need of prayer, please give us a call at 346-719-3349. Again, the number is 346-719-3349, for we are the Gospel Public Ministries. We are a church without walls. We go beyond the walls to the highways and the byways from one door to another. So please feel free to give us a call. May God bless you, bless your home, and all that you're concerned about in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You are more than enough because Jesus Christ did it all on the cross. You're more than a conqueror. Again, we'll be here on tomorrow night. What's our show topic on tomorrow night, love? What do we have for tomorrow night? Let's see, you all. We got to keep it going for it. Keep it going. The necessary. Some things are just necessary. Right.
Some things are necessary.
My God. So tune in tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time as we bring you the hot topic of the
necessary.
Amen. God bless you again. We are the preacher and
the pastor.
Take care. God bless you. It's been a good show. What about you, Ace?
Oh, it's been a great show.
Always. Love you.
Come on, please.